Justice Radio Station. Social Issues at Issue.
Justice!
If you do not understand white supremacy, what it is, and how it works, everything else that you do understand will confuse you. In all of these nine areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Anywhere on the planet, minute by minute, day by day, all of the time, all of the time, all of the time.
The line now from live from Washington, D.C. is Mr. Neil E. Fuller, Jr. Mr. Fuller, good morning and how are you?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
Okay. All righty. Let's kick off today's program with this. This comes from Bookstore for Justice. Says this, greetings, Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, one problem among people of the known universe is lack of understanding about reason for existence, non-existence. What do you mean when you say existence, non-existence?
Well, everything exists. That exists has a reason for existing. And the things that are non-existent have a reason for being in non-existence. They don't exist. Or at least in the form that people, creatures in the form of people, can understand. You know, there are things that people are born, creatures are born, trees come up out of the ground, water comes from somewhere. Water once didn't exist, you can logically make that presumption. So what is all of this about? Everything, all of the trillions and trillions, some say, of planets that exist. That people will never know anything, the people of the planet Earth will never know anything about. But they exist. So what do they exist for? So it comes down to when, if you're talking about creatures in the form of people who are on the planet Earth, what is the planet Earth for? And what are the creatures that are on planet Earth for? Including people, along with all of the ants, and the different species of birds, the different type of trees, the grains of sand, the specks of dust, existence. These things exist, or something we call existence. So what is it all for? So I came to the conclusion that when I started writing the textbook for victims of white supremacy, that, well, it's all for whatever it is that they are for, and we really don't know what everything is here for. But we can speculate, we can go with what we have been told by different philosophers and people who say that they can look into the future and look into the past, historians, archaeologists, certainly ministers of all different types of arrangements that we call religious faith. And they say, well, we're here for this, we're here for that. So I just came to the conclusion, out of all of this confusion, of which there is a great abundance in every area of activity, of things that do exist in the minds of creatures called people anyway, lots of confusion. So you try to deconfuse, try to make some sense out of all of it. And so I just came to the, you might say, quote, unquote, primitive conclusion that we're here to solve problems. Because the creatures, the things that move, unlike rocks and what they call inanimate objects, things that move, ants, birds, people, even leaves, they move. So what is it all about? How do you put it all together and say, now this is what it's really all about? This is the truth of the matter. Everybody's got their opinion, but what is it really all about? So using what we call logic, what feeble logic we teachers call people have, you can reasonably come to the conclusion that we're here to solve problems. Well, what's a problem? Well, it's an inconvenience of some sort. Something that disturbs you, something that doesn't seem like it should be, that something else should be in its place. And so these things are called problems. So existence may be, for people at this particular time in the history, quote unquote, of the known universe, might be the people of planet Earth, as it is called, are here to solve problems in the best possible manner and going about doing it in the best possible manner. So that was at least the genesis of what I have written, because what I have written is centered on one main problem to start with, out of all the thousands of problems that need to be solved, maybe millions, I don't know. You know, problems keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, our existence is to solve problems, and right now, in what we call the manufactured year, 2021, you might say, we're here to solve the problem of racism. And then we go into the details of what it is and what it isn't, and the characteristics of it. Why? Because it motivates people to be the way they are more than any other quote-unquote problem
Okay.
among the people of the planet.
Alrighty. Okay. Alright, Bookstore for Justice, we got you in there.
Justice Radio is a radio social issue.
Justice.